Federal agencies spend nearly four times more on information technology per capita than private companies. That's according to an analysis by researchers at IDC. At $39,000 per capita, what the heck is government buying? And why so much? Joining me with more, IDC Government Research Director Sean McCarthy. Sean, good to have you back.
Hey, Tom. Good to be here. How are you?
So the government spends roughly four times what the private sector spends per capita. That's year after year?
That's what we found, yes. It fluctuates a little bit every year, but in general, that has been consistent at least four times.
And so at that figure, $39,000 per capita, that's taking the federal IT budget and just simply dividing by the number of employees?
Yes, it's a pretty simple math exercise, and one that we think is worth doing for any industry, not just government, but taking a look at how much you are spending compared to what other industries are spending. So the other industry number, in our case, we took all other industries but removed government and education just to kind of blend out what other industries are spending. So you would be looking at things like financial, manufacturing, retail. There's several others in there.
And what is the average for non-public sector?
It's about $9,887 per year.
And the government, as we mentioned, is $39,000 per capita.
Yeah.
What are the components that make up the spending for either side?
Well, it could be any number of things. There's the PC that's on somebody's desk, the servers, the network, but other things too, and they would be the...
Because that's about $2,000 right there, the PC and the
probably.
Network.
And the public-facing systems. When I say public, I don't necessarily for every citizen, but let's say you have to file your information with the Department of Commerce or the Department of Agriculture or IRS or things like that. So we're talking about those systems too. And the expenses for those can be all over the map. And we did in the study drill down by agency, and by far the Department of Health and Human Services was in as far as total spending there.
What is their total spending per capita?
Per capita, they were about $187,500, so way above the norm.
Everybody could have their own data center at that rate.
478% above what the average was.
And who was more toward the industrial average that was within government? Anybody?
Well, just about everybody was above that. The most efficient, and I hate to use that word efficient because there's a lot of variables when it comes to IT spending. But the lowest per employee was Department of Veterans Affairs, and they were about 33.2% of what the average is, which would mean they were about 12,900 and some per employee.
12,900, then 33% of the federal level, but still a third above what the average is in non-government.
Exactly. That's a better way to phrase it, absolutely.
What do you deduce is the reason for that disparity? The average, in a place like HHS.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Let's set HHS aside for a moment because they're kind of an anomaly. We can talk about that. In general, government does have some expenses that maybe other industries don't have. They spend more on security. Whether they spend it effectively or not is another, debate. But they certainly do spend more on security. And they are a little bit hamstrung in the way they buy equipment because it has through specific contracts. It has to be able to meet, FIPS standards, FISMA standards, and some of the hoops that other industries may not have to jump through. So when it comes to HHS, though, most of their big expense is driven by one system, and that's the Medicare and Medicaid management system, which is extremely expensive. And, there have been some years when that's cost as much as $7 billion to maintain that system. So it's really kind of an anchor on them right now.
Although $7 billion to maintain the systems at Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is what we're talking about, they spend they fulfill federal obligations through checks and electronic funds transfer approaching $1 trillion.
Yes.
So if you look at the percentage that $7 billion represents against nearly $1 trillion, that's pretty good bargain.
Well, you could say that, but when you look at this particular system and you say, oh, they're serving so many people and so much money's passing there, that's true. But look at the IRS, look at Social Security. There are other systems that serve a lot of citizens and process a lot of money that aren't racking up that level of expense.
Does your report break out Social Security in their per capita?
It does, yes. So what we have for them is about 62,000. They're up there too, but they're not up at, you know, 187,000 per employee. Now, I should point out that per employee IT spending is it's a good key performance indicator, but it should not be your only one when you are, you know, looking at systems like this. There should be KPIs you look at, citizen satisfaction, whether or not you are, doing updates and bringing them, mobility in there, et cetera. There's many different KPIs that you should look at. But per employee is an important one and should be part of that conversation.
We're speaking with Sean McCarthy, Research Director at IDC Government. And so in looking at government, and you've been looking at it for quite a number of years now, what is your prescription, if any, for bringing that curve down a little bit so maybe it's only three times what the public sector, yeah, what the private sector spends?
Well, there's two things that we talk about. One is the asset management part of this. And just about any agency, when you go into there, you can find that there are software licenses maybe that they bought but never used. There is, overcapacity in some areas and undercapacity in others. So doing quarterly inventories of what you have, how you're using it, whether you're using it efficiently, et cetera, that becomes important. And then the other thing besides the asset management is a willingness to go greenfield. You and I hear that all the time, but for those who haven't heard the expression before, greenfield means basically starting over. Almost like, taking and you would build a building in a greenfield, take a greenfield approach to your IT. It's having a new system should be part these days of just about any conversation you have about upgrading your current systems, because greenfield has become cheaper. And it is worth making that part of the discussion.
That means a lot of the spending differential might be the maintenance and operation of old systems, which is something the administration has been really trying hard to get agencies to do without much luck.
Absolutely. And when you look at these really expensive systems, per employee, often as much as 80% of their annual spending is going into, the systems, where usually that's closer to two-thirds or so. So you can see where some of the expenses are happening. And I don't want to make it sound like greenfield is always the way to go, because it can be expensive to get to the new system. You have to, change your APIs. You have to redo databases, data fields, things like that. It is not always cheaper. But we say, do the return on investment analysis, spend the time to do it for both a new system and your existing system, and make the comparison.
Sean McCarthy is a research director at IDC Government. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
You can read more and share this interview. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.